Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. Have you ever heard of the name Jeff Walker? Well, whether you have or you haven't, you've probably heard of something called the product launch formula. If you've been in business online for any number of years, this has become the staple way that people have launched products online. You might have also heard it as the three video series formula pre-launching a product of any kind, a service, a physical product, digital product, online course, training, doesn't matter. PLF has become ingrained in the world of internet marketing and online business. And today, we're talking with the man himself, the legend, Jeff Walker. His first time on the show, actually, to discuss how to launch a product today. Taking the PLF formula that's worked since 1996, he had a book come out in 2014. It became a New York Times bestseller called Launch, and he's just come out with his new book, Launch, which is now the sort of 2.0 version of it, to talk about how do we launch products in today's world with a shorter attention span and all these kinds of things. This is a highly valuable episode that I'm sure several people are going to listen to over and over again when it comes to a launch of your product. And we go through the whole gamut from start to finish and what we need to do. And of course, his book outlines all the finer details of that. So I definitely recommend you check it out. Let's dive into it after the intro here. Welcome to the show. Here we go.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And here's your host. If he was living in France, his nickname would be Pate. Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to session 508 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. My name is Pat Flynn, here to help you make more money, save more time, and help more people too. Jeff has been responsible for over $1 billion worth of sales across all of his students who have used the product launch formula in some way, shape, or form. And today we get down into the details. So this is definitely one to pull out the notepad for when it comes to the launch of your product, or even if you're driving or something, just listen intently and you can pull out the notepad on a second listen or something. But Jeff is somebody who I've come to know very well. Actually, we've gotten to know each other and see each other a couple times, and one of the friendliest guys I know. And I'm excited because he's coming on dropping some value for you in terms of how to launch your product. So let's just not wait any longer and let's just dive right in. Oh, and check out his book on Amazon too when you get a chance. Here we go. Jeff, welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast. It's such a pleasure to have you here finally.
Pat, I'm just really thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
I think we've dropped your name on the show with several other guests here several times before because you are known for the PLF formula, the product launch formula, and how to launch products. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today in context of what's working now, because things have changed since back then. I mean, tell me about the origin story of PLF and where this all came from, and even define it for some people.
Yeah, the origin story for me goes way back into the mid-90s, and I was a stay-at-home dad, home with a couple small children, and not because I sold my .com for $30 million. It's just because we wanted one of us home with the kids. And I was, frankly, did not do very well in the corporate world. So my wife got out of school and she got a good job, and I left the corporate world without any plan whatsoever. And that went on for a number of years. This wasn't a fleeting thing. That at some point we were hurting for money and wanted to come up with some possible way to make some money. So I'm going to try to keep it really short, but I had a lot of knowledge about the stock market. I had no letters after my name. I wasn't certified in anything. I wasn't a stockbroker or anything like that, but I just had this knowledge. So I started publishing a newsletter about the stock market in 1996. It was just via email. And it gradually grew through word of mouth. And at some point, I was like, maybe I can sell something to these people. But I had no sales or marketing experience. I was scared to ask for the order. I was scared to ask for the money. You know, as people had fallen in love with getting this free newsletter, theoretically, they'd fallen in love with me. I was worried about what they would think of me. So I thought maybe if I would romance them and give them a lot of even more great free stuff that led into the sale, that might work. And lo and behold, it did. I did my very first launch in early 1997, and this is all via email. So that's the origins of this whole formula. Was it all happened via email back then. And that first launch did $1,650. Everyone's got a different frame of reference for money, but for me, that was huge. And what was even bigger was this idea that people would actually pay me for something that I created. I just had jobs before that. And then I had this thought that, wow, I did that once. I can do it again and again and again, and I might even get better at it. And that's what happened is, you know, a few months later, another launch did at 6,000. A few months later, a launch did at 8,000. In 1998, the launch that brought my wife Mary home was 34,000. Eventually, I did a launch that did over 100,000, all via email still. And then I went to a marketing conference and I started talking to people, and I realized what I was doing was not normal back in those days, and ended up helping a few people do launches. When I say help, I mean, I just got on the phone and talked them through some stuff, not like I was a consultant or I got paid or anything, just helping them out, just to be nice. And those people had followings in the marketing world, and they convinced me to actually publish this as a course. And I did that in 2005. By then, we were starting to use things like blogs and audio, online audio, and the most rudimentary screen capture video. So the story of Product Launch Formula, it's a formula to help you launch any service, product, membership site, online course, coaching program, mastermind, whatever, online. We've just been adding tools to the quiver ever since the early days. It's been a crazy ride. You know, that first launch that $1,650 was the most important one, but I've done absolutely crazy things. Like I've had days where I've made $1 million in sales. It's not every day, but when I do a launch, I've actually had an hour where I made $1 million in sales in an hour. And again, you know, this is what we call marketer math. It sounds good. You know, there's always costs involved. There's always refunds, things like that, but still, $1 million in 53 minutes is It was a pretty crazy thing. It's nuts. But more importantly, you know, I don't want to scare people away when they start to hear these numbers because they sound crazy and absurd. They're very real. My students have done over $1 billion, a billion with a B, in launches. And that's the number that I'm most proud of. But again, it's just one foot in front of the other. It's that $1,650 and then just 25 years of iterating that and getting better at it and figuring things out.
Well, thank you for that, Jeff. I think that perspective is really key to understand that your first launch doesn't have to be that seven-figure launch that we all sort of hear about and hope for and the media, you know, talks about. I think that just getting started and to make even a few hundred or a couple thousand dollars is huge for your mental, for getting your gears going. And then, you know, with the product launch formula, I think this is great because now it gives us tactical things that we can do to launch. A lot of times we spend a lot of time building our audience, and a lot of the people listening are great at that. We spend some time creating a product, and people in the audience are really great at that. But then how do we start selling? And I think over time, we've come to learn that PLF has in some ways been synonymous with what people call the three video series, right? Three videos, and then you launch the thing. But I know it's more than just creating videos. What is really the product launch formula?
I think of it, I mean, I love tactics, but I really love strategy. And the strategy that really drives it comes down to three things. It's stories, sequences, and triggers. So stories, I know you talk a lot about stories. I've heard enough of your podcast where you talk stories a lot. I mean, that's how humans communicate. That's how humans teach. It's how humans learn. You want to be able to tell the story of your product in your pre-launch, leading up to your launch. And really, it's not the story of your product. It's the story of the transformation that it's going to make for your prospects, for your future customers. Really, it's the story of their future life. That's the story you're telling in a very big meta sense. You know, there's little smaller stories embedded throughout the launch, but on a meta big picture sense, the story arc is really the story of your future customers' success when they have whatever you give them. If you're going to teach them to quit smoking, if you're going to teach them to meditate, to find the love of their life, to play guitar, to play soccer, whatever it is, you're transforming their life in some way. You're delivering more pleasure or you're taking away pain. That's what we do as entrepreneurs. Everything comes down to that. Stories are absolutely critical. And this launch process gives you time to tell those stories, to deploy those stories, to use those stories. So stories is one piece. Sequences. Actually, I'm going to go to triggers first. So triggers is the second one. There are what we call mental triggers. And these triggers are, these are things that are inside of our psyche that influence us. And I'm talking about things like authority. You know, if we perceive as someone as being a person with authority, they have some authority in whatever the venue is, then we'll listen to them more acutely, more closely. Scarcity. If we perceive that there's less of something, then all of a sudden our ears perk up. We get really interested if there's only a little bit of something, diamonds, Ferraris, whatever. Community. We will act in accordance to the norms of the community that we consider ourselves part of. Social proof. If we see a lot of people doing something, then, wow, maybe we should pay attention to that. 5 years ago, no one was paying attention to Bitcoin, but now all of a sudden everyone's talking about Bitcoin. And now, wow, there's a lot of social proof around that. I don't think I mentioned reciprocity yet. If you give something to someone, they're going to want to give something back to you. So there's all these triggers, and there's a bunch more. One really good book, I didn't read this until long after I was doing this stuff, but it gave me the terminology. I was doing this stuff without knowing it, but it's Influence by Robert Cialdini. In fact, I think he's just publishing an update. This is a book that I read in 2003 for the first time. His name is spelled C-I-A-L-D-I-N-I, Robert Cialdini. Great book. It talks about some of these mental triggers. So in the launch, it gives you an opportunity to use these triggers. It gives you the opportunity to establish yourself as an authority. In any marketing or sales situation, you pretty much have to establish your authority. Otherwise, people are just not, they're not going to pay attention. Forget belief. They're just not going to pay attention. So usually that comes really early on in your launch, and you start to build reciprocity. Later in the launch, you start to build social proof. Even later, you start to build, use the scarcity. all of this, the stories and the triggers, we use them in that third piece, which is the sequences. And so there's four main sequences. There's the pre-launch, the pre-launch, the open cart, and the post-launch. And so I'm mostly going to focus on, since we only have a limited amount of time, I'm mostly going to focus on the pre-launch and the open cart period. So when you said that, few people think of it like it's a three video series. If you've seen the three video series, you have seen Product Launch Formula, and at some point in its origin, that person reverse engineered it or they learned it somewhere. It all traces back to my launch that did $1,650 in early 1997. Really, I think of it more as four videos, and they don't have to be videos. They can be emails. They could be podcasts, frankly. I've seen it done with podcasts. You can do it with any media you choose. But these days, most people do video because it's easier for most of us to speak than it is to sit down and write. You can mix it up. You could do a video and then a PDF and then another video. You could do live streams. We can talk about that a little bit later. Let's go back to the three videos or the four videos. The three videos is your pre-launch sequence. I talked about the different sequences. So in your pre-launch sequence, this is all about getting people excited before they can even buy your product. So they are anticipating it. Anticipation is another big mental trigger. Anticipation and ritual, those are big triggers for people. You know, we look forward to births, to weddings, to graduations, to holidays. It's something we do as humans. We crave that. In your pre-launch, you're building up excitement. You're getting people excited and ready to buy from you when you go live, when you open cart. So that first video is all about the opportunity. You're giving people an opportunity for a better life at the end of the day. No matter what you're selling, you're delivering some form of transformation in people's lives. And there's an opportunity. They could become the person that doesn't smoke. They could become the person that steps on the first green and hits the ball down the fairway and puts it right into the middle of the fairway, 300 yards down. They can become the person who, when friends come over and see the guitar in the corner of their room and they say, hey, play me something, they can actually pick up the guitar and play a song. It's about that opportunity to change your life. And I believe showing people they have an opportunity to have a better life is one of the highest services we can do as entrepreneurs. That first piece is the opportunity. The second one's the transformation. And this is where you focus more deeply on how their life will transform. And one way I think about this is the opportunity is more about it. It's like an external idea. The transformation is an internal idea for your prospect. So now they're starting to feel that they can do it. One of the things often in that second video, if you have case studies, we love to use case studies. A lot of people are just starting out. They don't have case studies. That's fine. Don't use them. But the second one's all about that transformation. The third one is ownership and really having them take ownership over that idea, over that feeling that they can change their life. They can have that meditation practice. They can meet the love of their life. They can learn to skateboard. And then, so that's that pre-launch sequence. And that's typically, you ask about what's working now. And in the old days, let's say pre-COVID, everything was different then. The typical pre-launch might be 7 to 10 days. And a lot of that has gotten compressed. So now often it might be more 3 to 5. It could be 7 days. It could be 10 days. But a lot of times now we've compressed that down. I've been using sequences that were 3 days long. And it's sort of like it fits more with our binge watching kind of world that we're in right now. So that's your pre-launch sequence. And that leads into your open cart. One of the things you want to do in that third piece is you want to basically let people know that none of this is about hiding the fact that you're selling something. None of this is about hiding the fact that there's an offer in the future. It's all above board. But like in that third piece, it might be you've been watching these videos. If you're still with me, I've been reading all the comments you've been putting in all those videos. I know a lot of people are really, really excited about having a daily meditation practice. And if you're ready to go deeper, and would love to, you know, to go into my deeper training and work with me, then Monday I'm going to be opening up registration for a limited period of time for my, you know, meditation course. from there, you go into the open cart period. So this is that second sequence I talked about. It's really the third of the four sequences. And in that sequence, it's typically 5 to 7 days. You don't want to go longer, in my opinion, than 7 days, because it starts to turn into a begathon. Because you want to be telling your people every single day. You're going to be emailing your people every single day. And a lot of folks freak out at that. We can talk about that later on if you'd like. But you're going to be emailing every single day during the open cart. And if you go beyond 7 days, you just run out of things to say other than, you know, please, pretty please, with sugar on top, buy my stuff, please, please, please. So you keep it at 5 to 7 days. And during that time, it's typically the day one, it'll be, hey, we're open. It's that simple. It's a 30-word email. We're open. And the second day, you'll typically will drop another piece of content. If it's a video-based launch, drop another video. This is a short video. This is about one easily digestible piece of content that leads naturally into the sale. It's not introducing a big new concept that, because at this point, you want people thinking about the offer. You want them thinking about them buying from you. You want them to click the order button. So you don't want to overwhelm them with content. And then so a quick short video that then leads into and registration's open for a few more days, you know, click the link below. And then day three could be like, you could highlight students. You could do it live stream. Often this is a live stream where you're highlighting students. You're highlighting other people in the industry, or you're just doing, you could do an FAQ here. And then day four, you're starting to focus on the fact I like to do 5-day carts, open carts. Day four, it's like we're coming down to the last 48 hours here. I'll often do an email that might be an FAQ email. And then the last day is just closing day, and you have to email 2 or 3 times on that day. We've lately started doing a closing ceremonies, because when I do it, I do this as for myself, and it's sort of meta because I'm selling my course on doing launches, but it's all done live, and I'll deliver. Pat, it's like 12, 14 hours of training. It's absurd. We go over the top. I like to call it my free pre-launch. I like to call the second best launch training in the world, with the best being my paid course. But that's just a little, I think I'm the only one that finds that humorous. But what I started doing a closing ceremonies on my last day on CART, where it's because people have gone through this journey with you. This is what, one thing I want your people to get is, when you take through the process, you're delivering real value in those videos, real value that they can take home and use. That's the only way this process works, or I guess the best way it works. And when you go through that, and then they start leaving comments, and you start answering those comments, and maybe you're doing a live stream to answer those comments, and then you get into this open cart, and maybe you have a couple more live streams, and you're working with people, you're showing them. You're showing them their future. You're holding a bigger vision for their future than they have. And this is, it becomes an intimate thing. And so having that closing ceremony at the end where I'll usually have my whole team on with me, and we'll just talk about what it's like to have this business where we can work with people and change their lives. It's just a really fun, warm way, just like the Olympics. You know, you've got an opening ceremony, you've got a closing ceremony. It's been just a warm, fun thing to do on closing day. That's like the formula in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. And if you want the details of the formula, there's a revised version of Jeff's book, Launch, Jeff Walker and Launch on Amazon. It's number one bestseller right now at the time we're recording this. There was a previous version that came out, and this is now updated with stuff that is available today, including things like how to use social during your launches, how to use live streams during your launches. And I do want to dive into that in a little bit, but anything else people should know about the book in particular before we move on?
The first version came out, the first edition, 7 years ago in 2014. It was a number one New York Times bestseller. This one is completely revised, revamped, enhanced, better. I think every chapter was updated, but then I added in 3 new chapters, and then 2 chapters just had massive makeovers. I just talked about the open cart, and really back in 2014, the open cart was just, you sent some emails. There really wasn't much to it. So that has expanded. And the use of live streams and live launches, which a few years ago I thought was like just for the most advanced people. But now what I'm seeing is a lot of newer folks are doing it with their first launches just because it's so much easier to do a live. And the expectations for being perfect are so much lower. People see a produced video and they expect it to be really amazing, and they're comparing to other produced video. But you do a live stream and crazy stuff always happens. I mean, we had a squirrel show up on my deck playing right next to the camera. I'm sitting here looking at the camera, trying to avoid looking at the squirrel. So I actually said, hey, folks, just got to tell you, there's a squirrel directly next to the camera in my field of vision. And we ended up hooking up a squirrel cam because we had it built out a fairly fancy studio. So we had an extra camera. So we actually put the squirrel cam looking out on the deck so everyone could watch the squirrel. They don't expect perfection when you're live. And that's really great because, like you said, you know, a lot of your followers, they've got followings, they've built audiences. They may even have products, but a lot of times if they don't have products or they haven't launched, it's because they got the whole perfection thing going, which most of us do. Especially if you're going to put yourself out on video, you got to look incredible. When you go live, it's just people don't expect that. That's a beautiful thing.
I love that. I think live is also great because sometimes the emails aren't getting through, or sometimes people's emails get lost amongst other emails that they might have. So this is another touch point with a lot more ability to connect, like I was talking about earlier. My question with relation to like the start of this whole thing, how do we even get people interested in coming along the ride in the first place, especially with things like email getting a little bit tougher? I mean, you had mentioned that your 1996 launch was all email, and that's back when email was still new and innovative, and you didn't even need to have video. Everything was great because nobody had gotten anything like it before. But we are in a saturated world right now. How do we initiate the pre-launch and get people excited to come along this ride with us? Because once they're there, if you tell a great story, like you said, you connect with these triggers, then the sale just becomes a natural conclusion to everything. But the start of it is what I'm curious about.
So the pre, it's all about getting people excited that there's something coming without there being any hint of the sale. My favorite things to do is to try to get people to feel like they're co-creating. Actually, invite them to co-create the product, because people support that which they help create. Like, for example, when I launched the first edition of this book back in 2014, one of the things I did was I got a bunch of cover designs made, and then I ran a survey to my list. I said, hey, I'm trying to come up with the cover for this book, and here's four, and could you just go and tell me which one you like the best? And I got a lot of great data, a lot of great feedback. But in addition, it let people know there was a book coming. I wasn't asking them to buy it. It was just, hey, there's this book coming. And oh, by the way, you get a vote. Let me know which you think is the best. If you take that type of thing, like another great way to do it is if you have a following. And so say you have a product that's already out there, you've had some success. One thing I've done is I've done a call for case studies. And so then got a whole bunch of case studies. I had people create their own case studies, shoot their own video talking about the results they had gotten from my product. You know, we got dozens and dozens and dozens of these. So first of all, I've let everyone on my list know, at least everyone who got that, everyone who's following social, let them know that there's this call for case studies. Because, you know, I'll just tell them, you know, we're going to be doing another masterclass in the future. I want to gather some case studies. So I sent that email out. All of a sudden, they know something's coming. Then I took all those case studies and I put them on a page. I said, we're going to have a competition and have you vote, you being my audience, you vote for which is your favorite case study. So we send out an email, go look at this page, watch all those case studies and tell me which one you like the best, and have them vote on it. And then we had another round. We took the top three and we had sort of like a playoff round. And this went on for like a week ahead of time. And it became like people had their favorites. It just became a very interactive thing. And then those videos, of course, then get used during the launch. It's just a super interactive thing. And what am I doing? I'm incenting them to go watch case studies, you know, to binge watch case studies. And now they're already part of this launch and they don't even know the launch is even happening yet. Another way to do it, my favorite, especially if you have a new product or a new offer, you want to change your offers, to just simply send out an email and do this on social as well. Use all your channels, but say, hey, I'm creating this product and I'm really close to having this thing done. I want to make sure I cover everything. Can you just right back to me and say, like, if we were going to sit down for coffee, what would your top two questions on this topic be? Or what would your number one question be? And often when I do this, I'll say, and the PS will be, I really want to hear from you. Just hit your reply button and I'll get your email and read it right away. So just hit your reply button, not go to take a survey, you know, go to SurveyMonkey, go to do anything. Just hit the reply button and let me know what you're thinking. What question would you ask me?
And then you're getting all these answers that you can then integrate in some way, right?
For sure. I've done this and literally almost like take out lines from that they'll reply. They can often almost drop right into your sales video or your pre-launch video. It's just, it's amazing.
How do you, and I love this idea of like the case studies. I think we've had guests, and I know, you know, for example, Stu McLaren, he's come on the podcast and he just blows my mind with how many stories he can remember from his audience. And then I come to find out he literally has a spreadsheet behind him on his computer. That's how he knows that. But I think that's really smart. You know, it comes down to, again, storytelling. But how do you incentivize people to create the case studies in the first place, if anything? Or you just hope that they'll create it?
You create big change in their lives. I mean, it's sort of a flip answer, but the reality is when you help, I mean, there's an Amazon review for my first edition of this book. And, you know, I do the horrible thing no author should do. And I go and read the reviews every night. I mean, just don't do this, people. Don't do it. There's a 1-star review that said, this book is absolutely useless. I don't understand why people, what the hype's about. But right next to that 1-star review is a 5-star review. And it was left by Tiffany Alicia. And Tiffany said, I was a preschool teacher and I got this book. I did this and I did this launch, and now I have an 8-figure business. And I, you know, I don't know Jeff. I've never bought any of his other stuff. I've done it just based off of this book. And I saw that and I love the fact that it was right next to the 1-star review. I mean, it blows my mind how people can have different perceptions about different things. But I was like, oh my goodness. So I Googled her. I'm like, okay, so she must have some kind of footprint. And I Googled her and I tracked down her website. And I went to the contact form and I said, you know, this is Jeff Walker. And I saw your review on Amazon. I'd love to talk to you. I got on with this young woman and she just blew me away. She actually right now has a book, and it's on the New York Times bestseller list right now as we're speaking. She is a powerhouse. I'm like, can we do a case study? She's like, absolutely. I've just told my whole team that I'm going to get on a call with you. And they are so excited. They're jumping around in the back. When you make that impact on someone, there are people out there, a lot of people, most people, everyone who feel sort of like I felt about asking for money for my first, they feel bad about asking for those case studies. But the reality is if you're doing good work out there and you're helping people and impacting people, a lot of them, they want nothing more than the thank you and the ability to tell you what they did. I mean, I could be recording case studies 24 hours a day. It's just, I met Tony Robbins, I actually went in to sort of help him with his business a little bit. When I was a stay-at-home dad and had nothing going on in my life and felt like my life was flatlining, I bought Tony Robbins' program, Personal Power 2, off the infomercial. And my life sort of just started going up after that. It made a big impact on me. So fast forward about 12 or 13, 14 years later, and I got the call and he was having some struggles in his business and wanted to figure out how to go online. So I went out there and met with him along with a few other folks, Mike Koenigs and Frank Kern, Mike Filsaime. We all met with him and Tony comes walking in the room. And so I told him my story about buying Personal Power 2. I'm like, you probably get sick of hearing this, but you know, I got Personal Power 2. And ever since then, here I am now talking to you, teaching you how to do it. And he said, Jeff, you never get sick of hearing people tell you that you changed their lives. And I'm sure you have this happen all the time, Pat. I just heard it happen when I was listening to one of your podcasts just recently. It goes the other way too. People want to tell their story to you. They want to do that. There's never been any incentive ever for any case studies.
I'm kind of happy to hear that, in fact, because then it's more genuine that way. And you get the real energy coming in those videos. And then you can create this amazing little almost contest or competition, which adds a lot of excitement to it. And then, of course, all these touch points, people watching, it's all touch points about the program. And they're seeing, again, a version of themselves in the people who you've already helped. And I absolutely love that. We could talk for days about all the different nuances of the product launch formula and what works today. I do want to cover two things. Number one, with relation to emails, like you mentioned earlier, you had mentioned in launch week or open cart week, if you will, that, you know, you should send out an email every day. And that can worry a lot of people, especially if we don't normally send that many emails out. How do we get comfortable, or how do we ensure that this is going to be well received and we're not going to get sort of pitchforks on the other end?
Well, I mean, first of all, if you're in business, you're going to get some level of pitchforks no matter what you do. So I hate to break that to folks who haven't started yet, but there's just some grumpy people out there. That being said, this whole process is a process of delivering value. If you do this right and you deliver the real value in the pre-launch, they fall in love with you. I'm just going to fast forward to past the end of the launch. No one has a more engaged list than you do if you've gone through this process. Even after you send an email every single day during open cart, it's the absolute warmest list you can ever imagine. I've got a lot of empirical data on this. If you just look at the open rates after the launch, if you look at the video views, say like, because I like send out every week, I send for like the last 7 or 8 years, I've sent out a video every week to my team. I put it on YouTube, I put it on my blog, and I send it out, send an email out. The video views on the video after a launch, higher than any video views leading up to. The end result is you end up with a warmer list than you ever have had before. So that's the end. So the way you get there is every single email has a purpose. So that first email on opening cart day, it's just like, okay, we're open. You can go buy now. But there's been so much anticipation built up for that. And it's a 30-word email. It's not like a big psychic load for people. It's not like their inbox is blowing up. The next day, you've got a piece of content for them. You're sending them that content. They're already engaged with you. They've been watching this content all the way through your pre-launch. They're totally all about it. Now, Pat, I'm not going to, it's not like you get 100% open or 100% clicks, but you're not getting hate mail when you send that email. The next day, maybe you're going to do a live stream. Maybe it's a live stream with some of your top students. Well, you're probably actually, if it's a live stream, you're going to be sending more than one email on that day. You're going to send one in the morning that says, hey, we're going to do this live stream. And then you're going to send another one 15 minutes ahead, or maybe 60 minutes ahead, and then 15 minutes ahead. But again, it's building up for this live stream, which again, has got a lot of value. And they're connected. It's all part of the story that you've been telling for the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. Then you've got an FAQ email. Here's an email. I might send a 1,200 word email that'll have the top 10 questions answered in depth. So I think part of this is also you're changing up formats as you go through. You have a 30 word email, you have a 1,000 word email. So you're just moving it all around. The last day is typically, hey, we've been through it. We've been on a big journey together. But now if you want to keep on moving forward on this path, well, today's the last day. You have to buy it by midnight tonight. Second email that day might be, it'll be like a more of a story, a longer story-based one. It'll be a story of like in the past when you've had a decision to make. When I was sitting there watching Personal Power 2 infomercial and had to make a decision whether I was going to get that or not. And then the third one is, hey, just courtesy reminder. I know that I often procrastinate about things, and maybe you've had this browser tab sitting open for, you know, the last 3 days thinking about it. So this is a courtesy email, just a reminder, just now's the time. I heard you ask a question recently on one of your podcasts, and it was about selling and how to get comfortable with selling. And I believe, well, first of all, I didn't come to selling naturally. I think the reason I invented all this is because I was scared to ask for the sale. But what I know now is that I've got a great product. And it's become a great product because I've been in constant communication with the people who own the product. And it's been iterated and iterated and iterated. And I've seen the results it gets. So I literally view it as my sacred duty to do my best to get it into people's hands. If you have a great product, a product that can transform people's lives, then you don't want to pull any punches. And I don't like to use that analogy so much because I don't think of this as combat. I don't think of it as fighting. I think of it as educational. I think of it as serving. You have to make an effective argument for your product if that product deserves it, if that transformation you're going to make for people deserves it. And so people are going to love you going through this process if you do it right and you deliver that value. And you got to send the email and let them know because most people procrastinate.
Jeff, I think that's a wonderful lesson to leave this episode with, because truly, if you don't believe in your product and you don't think it's worth fighting for, then why in the world would somebody take you up on your offer? And that's so important. My favorite way to get over that, because I had struggled with that myself, was to get some small, quick wins. Maybe bring somebody through that product before even let everybody else know about it. Because once that one person gets a result, that's it for me. I got to give everybody else the same result too.
Absolutely. For sure. Yeah. I mean, we have an entire process and like we call a seed launch where you create your product in a very interactive manner, where you're literally doing live trainings and ahead of every live training, you're gathering questions so that you can get on and answer those questions and iterate. When I came out with Product Launch Formula, I was really good at doing launches at that time. It was like about 8 years I'd been doing these launches, but I wasn't necessarily good at teaching it. No one is born knowing how to be a teacher. You might be the greatest guitarist in the world. Doesn't mean you know how to teach it. But if you can focus on getting those early quick wins and working in an interactive process, and that's the beauty of the world we live in. It's so much easier to do now. Back then I was using telephone bridge lines. If anyone remembers what those things are, they were like webinars before webinars were a thing, but all just audio. But yeah, if you just get those quick wins, get those first few sales, work with people, iterate your product. No one's first product is great, but iterate your product, take care of those people, get those wins, build a great product, go out there and change the world.
Jeff, thank you so much for coming on the Smart Passive Income Podcast today. Everybody go check out Launch, the new updated version on Amazon. We'll have links in the show notes for y'all in just a second. I'll let you know where. But Jeff, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate you. You are a legend and can't wait for people to put into action what we talked about today. Thank you. All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jeff Walker, the legend himself. You can find his book on Amazon or anywhere else books are located. It's called Launch. And we'll have a link easily just at smartpassiveincome.com/PLF or Product Launch Formula. And that'll take you to the book. And that is an affiliate link to Amazon. Just keep that in mind. But Jeff, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us and also helping dispel some myths and helping us understand how we should approach our business. And as you can tell, it's always from a value first approach. You know, a lot of people, I know this to be true. We didn't talk about it in the episode, but I know a lot of people have used the Product Launch Formula and their products weren't even that good. And that's not good. We want to make sure we believe in the product, that the product can actually serve our audience. Because with things like this Product Launch Formula and the sequencing and everything that happens here, it's a power that can be used for great and it's a power that can be used for evil. Now, maybe I'm preaching to the choir here because I know all of you are going to be using this for the right reasons. And hopefully you can take the steps and the sequences that we talked about here today and use them and map them on top of your product. And just everything from the emails to the case studies, all those things, as you can tell, can be used to amplify the message that you have and the value that you want to provide for your audience too. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you thought about it on Twitter or on Instagram. I'm at Pat Flynn. Let me know that you heard it. Feel free to share it if you'd like. And let me know if this is one of those episodes, like many in our past, that is a how-to that you're going to listen to over and over again. So I believe that to be true, and I hope you enjoy this. Thanks again. Make sure you subscribe because we got a lot of great episodes coming your way. We have a follow-up Friday coming in a couple days after this gets published. You hear from me and just me alone and some thoughts that talk more deeply about the episodes that we have here on Wednesday. So make sure you subscribe for that. And of course, all the amazing interviews coming your way in the future. So thanks again. I appreciate you for listening to the show. Take care. And as always, peace out and Team Flynn for the win. Cheers. Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at smartpassiveincome.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. The Smart Passive Income Podcast is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen, another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show, and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success Happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.